missing in this one.
There was a lot of stuff going on in that game tonight, and I thought for the most part we did a really good job of just kind of hanging on to the focus that the game needed, because there were points there where we got off it a little bit. But we have some strange games with Toronto. They are all over the ice, and we have a hard time finding them at times. But it was probably exciting if you didn't have a huge stake in the game, you know.
You mean like a deadline?
If you weren't like betting like a lot, or you know, got paid on it, you know, it was probably a great game to watch.
You ever had a longer review than that?
No, that one was. We were seriously going to ask if we could go and do some laps and warm up a little bit. That's the longest by far that I've ever sat through.
Can you describe what Korva's given you over the last couple weeks?
You know, it seems like we've had players come in and out. Yoni got hurt. To me, was out tonight. 5-on-5, and then the power play. I guess confidence is just an example of what confidence can do for you. He's feeling good about his game, as he should. He plays both sides in the power play, and he's just been fantastic, eating up huge minutes and, you know, a real important piece to our team.
What did you think of the Gleason call?
Well, I didn't agree with it, only because I like the aggressor rule. I just, when you look at, you know, Timmy had taken two or three punches to the face area. That's usually an invitation for a guy like that. Clearly the guy that he hit doesn't fight a lot, and maybe he felt that was okay, but they were eyeballing each other. I mean, they were face to face at the time, and
right.
Timmy hasn't been running around doing stuff like that, but he got punched a bunch of times, and that's the way that works.
Right.
Now, I think he was penalized for the result, not for the act.
I know you guys were impressed with Skinner early on, but he's knocked on 20 goals. Seems to every game.
Yeah, we've stopped, other than the occasional ribbing about his age or, you know, how much money he saves on razors. He's just a good player on our team now. Age is no longer a factor. I mean, it really wasn't right from the start. He's just a special player. And he likes to compete and play and have fun. But he's a fine, fine player.
These hard games, Mo, I mean, the guys talked about, you're supposed to win this game at home against Toronto. Is it difficult to play these games sometimes when you're expected to win?
There is nobody in the National Hockey League that gives you an easy game. I mean, the team that's struggling the most is probably still at a 300-400, you know, winning percentage, you know, for us. Somebody goes home upset that they lost these games. So when you go in and you lose to Pittsburgh and you lose a tough game against Boston, it puts more pressure on these games. But, I mean, we're about as young as they are, and they've got a lot of resources in their back end of their team. We have a lot in the front end of our team, and so these for coaches are, and they are. Toronto's a difficult team to play because it's not easy to sort out where they are on the ice, and they've got great speed up front, so when there's a lot of swinging away from the puck, and it's not easy. It's not easy to pick up.
Milestone win for the franchise, 1,000.
1,000, eh?
You've been around for a
bunch of them.
Yeah.
We're getting there. First All-Star game, and we've had a lot of firsts in Raleigh, haven't we? There weren't a lot of firsts in Hartford, but there's been a lot of firsts here. It's been a great home for us.
You count on Brandon for a lot of things, but when he can get two goals for you.
Yeah, you know, we hold him to the defensive parts of the game, and then I think, you know, his goal the other night that he scored was a really big one for us against New York, and that probably, you never underestimate confidence with a player. Brandon's funny because we just treat him like he's been around for 10 years. You know, we play him against the other team's best. We expect him to kill all the penalties 5-on-3, and it almost, you know, if he can get to 15 this year, maybe, who knows, maybe he gets a little roll, gets to 20 again. He doesn't turn 22, I don't think, till the end of the month. This guy's been a very good player for us. He's a good man.